The U.S. Meat Export Federation commissioned an updated study quantifying the return U.S. corn producers receive from exports of red meat. Consulting firm World Perspectives conducted the study, and its senior analyst Dave Judet has more details in this USMEF report.
Beef and pork exports have been a real success story, not only for hog producers and ranchers, but also for corn and soybean farmers. And we contracted with USMEF to do a study on the impact of red meat exports on corn. The original study was in 2016, and it looked at all the 2015 numbers. We've updated that because of the dramatic growth in exports. Combined beef and pork exports this year should land up about 126% of what they were in 2015. That is 26% growth. And if you look forward, we're projecting that the baseline over the next 10 years will grow about 10% more than what USDA had projected back in 2016. That adds up to about 450 million additional bushels of corn that will be used over the next decade by red meat exports on top of what already was the trend line.
On a per bushel basis, this equates to a premium of nearly 40 cents.
If you look at the volume of exports this year and take the premium that that's bringing to the price of corn, it's about 39 cents on a $3.53 bushel of corn. That's 11% of a bushel of corn that is represented by red meat exports from the U.S. Just this year, the value will be $5.7 billion to the corn sector. And it will continue to grow over the next 10 years.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.